A 30-year career in TV and radio presentation, production and training. I'm Peter Stewart, here to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. And today, how the studio space affects your voice. Yeah, the studio space will affect your voice because too much other noise may be a distraction to you, will also be heard on the microphone. Your voice may be lost in the mix, or the acoustics of the room will simply alter how your voice sounds to other people and also to you in your headphones as well. Outside of a professional recording studio, you as a podcaster will ideally choose a recording location that's got the least amount of background noise, or the one which will be the easiest to soundproof in the first place. So review any potential location from the perspective of the least amount of noise from the get-go. For example, outside noises getting in, such as neighbours or traffic, animals, birds, barking dogs and so on, the weather, wind and rain, and plumbing as well. You know, if you live in a block of flats or next door to somebody, you may hear them turn on their washing machine or the air conditioning unit or something like that. So how can you stop those outside noises getting in? But also there's the internal sound sources, things like computer fans, the air conditioning actually in the room that you're intending to use as a studio, the pipework that may actually be in the studio space that you've got. It may not be a pipe next door belonging to somebody else that is making a clanking or a knocking sound. It may actually be someone upstairs in your own house that starts to use the shower, for example, every time you turn on your microphone. That there could be other noisy equipment in your room. Consider turning them off while you record, obviously, or having your mic as far away from them as possible. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? But stopping outside noises interfering with your recording is a matter of soundproofing the room that you intend to use as a studio. The aim is to stop virtually all external noises being heard internally. Now, it can be a really big and expensive job with the possibility of suspended ceilings, floating floors, padded with sound deadening foam and airspace. There are plenty of companies that will sell you acoustically treated isolation booths that you can construct in your existing room. It's kind of a room within a room, if you like. I mean, check out places like acousticcabins.com or Cube, with a K, cubevocalbooth.com or whisperroom.com. Of course, you can always build one of these yourself, but you may want to check out and see whether one of their designs fits in with what you've got in mind, and you probably need a bit of a deep pocket as well. I'm not recommending any of those specifically. They are just companies which have come into my radar, and I haven't used any of them, and I'm not being paid to promote them. In fact, I'm not promoting them at all. I'm just mentioning them. But for a basic alternative, have a home studio in the quietest part of your home, probably upstairs at the back of the house, to reduce road noise and to reduce the amount of noise from your neighbours as well. And consider recording at the quietest part of the day, perhaps on a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, when the neighbours are quietest, rather than in the morning rush hour when the road outside may get busier. Those are some of the basic reasons about how studio space can affect your voice. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to dive a little bit deeper, not too deep, it's okay, about acoustics and that internal space, and what you can do to treat that internal space so your voice doesn't sound too echoey. That, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.